calendar. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillinger.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All praise be to his holy name. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is to become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name this morning. Oh, Father God, who art in heaven, Lord God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. O praise be to his holy name. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us that blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. What a wonderful time to be hid in Christ. What a wonderful time to have found that true hiding place. First and foremost, I must always give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I give thanks to you this morning. A few of you that are tuned in, whether it be by radio or internet, we thank you. The Lord will bless you. You are truly being led by the Spirit, for the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The Bible clearly tells us that many are called, but only a few were chosen. Only a few will be able to find this true hiding place. Only a few will be able to get in, oh, hallelujah, where they fit in. Praise be to his holy name. Oh, what a wonderful place of rest it is in Christ Jesus. Oh, hid from the storms of life, hid from the wiles of the devil, hid from the wicked. The Bible says they walk it and seek to slay the righteous. We have this sure foundation, this sure hiding place. As usual, if you have your Bibles, you can follow along. Today, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt again to draw you out of the darkness of religion and invite you to come and rest in Jesus Christ and his crucified work that he did to save your soul on that old rugged cross. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 5, and the Spirit of the Lord says, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thy eyes round about and see. Oh, they gather themselves together. They come to thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then shall thy sea and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. Oh, glory, hallelujah, praise be to his holy, holy name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Lord. The Holy Spirit tells us in Romans chapter 11, verse 25, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own consent, that blindness in part has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Oh, hallelujah. Anytime you see the word brethren, no doubt he's speaking to the bride of Christ, those whom have been fortunate by the faith to get in where they fit in. He's revealing unto them that there's something that has occurred that most of the world can't see, but he want you to see. Holy Spirit lets us know that the Spirit of the Lord is saying he don't want the bride of Christ, he don't want the disciples to be ignorant of this mystery, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And this mystery is that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. In other words, the Spirit of the Lord is revealing unto us that this is a mystery that is coming forth. It's the message of the cross, Jesus Christ and him crucified. But this good news, to some folks, they will stumble at this. Some folks, they can't get in where they fit in. Some folks can't comprehend this. Some folks can't understand this. The Holy Spirit is letting us know it's only because it's not their time. Oh, hallelujah. And it's not their season. You see, God has pushed them aside temporarily. Oh, he hadn't given up on his people, but he have pushed them aside in order for the Gentiles to come in, to bring them into this one place by the gospel. In a word, then, the mystery is that of the Gentile Christians standing on the same even ground of grace before God as they are, and they're equally included in the body of Christ, the church, along with the Christian Jews. Oh, ain't God all right? Oh, praise his holy name. You see, the fullness of the Gentiles referred to the time when the last Gentile will have been saved and the church will be removed from the earth by the rapture. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, come get us out of this mess. Come, Lord Jesus, bring us out of this mess. Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Holy Spirit lets us know that in everything he wants us to be enriched by him. Jesus Christ, our hope of glory, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. So that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. You see, the Spirit of the Lord lets us know that there are certain things that have been hid. You know, the Bible is a book of mysteries, it's a book of secrets, it's a book of dark sayings. But those mysteries are hid not from you, but for you to find. Oh, hallelujah. As you seek him, you will find. As you search, the door will be open. You know, Jesus said, it is given unto you to know, referring to the bride of Christ, referring to his disciples, referring to all that have gotten in where they fit in, all of the faith. Jesus said, it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. But unto them, it is not given. Unto them, that refuse to come in, get in where they fit in, unto them who will not accept this glorious gospel of the kingdom, unto them it is not given. For whosoever had, Jesus said, to him shall be given, and he shall have more in abundance. He's referring to revelation knowledge. He was referring to the mysteries, understanding the true secrets of this one true gospel of the kingdom. But whosoever have not, he says, for him shall be taken away even that he had. Therefore speak I to them, Jesus says, in parables. In other words, he's speaking to them, but they can't comprehend it. He's telling them, but they can't get it. He's showing them, but they don't understand. Because Jesus says, if they sin, they see not. And hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Oh, my goodness. And neither do they understand. These are the people that are saying this gospel of the kingdom that we preach, and my other brothers in the four corners of the earth also is preaching. They don't understand this, so they say this is no such a thing, these godless men. They say you can't, no such a thing as getting in where you fit in, these uncircumcised Philistines. They say this is not right, they say, that don't understand. The Bible lets us know, Jesus says, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy, which the prophet said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people, oh my goodness, hallelujah, for this people's heart is waxed cross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. You see, this is that glorious gospel of the kingdom, where we get in, where we fit in. All our provisions are there. That's that, thank you, Holy Spirit. That's that spiritual promised land. This is that place where everything you're trying to find is found in Christ Jesus. Everything that you're looking for is there. Everything that you're trying to obtain is there. He's waiting to give unto you that which is yours. It's yours. No one can take it. It's yours. He's waiting for you to get in, that he may bring out of you what's hid in you. He hid it himself. You see, we all have a talent, a gift, something to do for the kingdom of God, but we don't really know what that is. Only when we get in where we fit in, as Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, worked this through us, and he does the work and give us the credit for it. The Bible said that many shall say, Lord, Lord, you know, but the Holy Spirit let them know that they won't enter into the kingdom of God, but only they that do the will of the Father. And we can't do the will of the Father. Only Jesus can do the will of the Father. This is why he called us to follow him. Come taste and see that he is good. But the Bible, Jesus lets us know, for those that trust in him, believe in him, those that are hid in him, he said, but blessed are your eyes. Oh, hallelujah, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You see, God is the source of all things of him. God is the channel of all things through him. God is the goal of all things to him, and man's only proper response to God is to worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, when we get to heaven, we shall meet there many whom we little thought to see, and miss many whom we expected to find.